It's watching or the listening show.
You already pulled a me. You called it the wrong thing.
Well, I was just mourning with you. I wasn't mourning really. I guess I was just regular old saying to you that I miss doing the watching show. It's only been like a week since we stopped doing it, and I think it was just on my heart.
Did you look out the window?
Right just now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Longingly.
And?
What did
you say?
About outside?
Yeah, all the people outside clamoring for the watching show.
Yeah. I said, look it. And then there's just like a guy who's like, hey, you guys gonna do more?
I said, yeah. But she can't hear you because she's unconscious. So please keep it down so my mama can get her rest.
What are you quoting?
Okay, I'm quoting Waterboy. It's one of those window sequences. Oh, yeah, sequences. That's right. So my brain just pulls this shit up. Listen, people, please. You must listen. Thank you all for coming. I've been speaking with the chief inspector. Do you let me know if you need to go with this movie? Is. I know you've seen it. And I believe there's been a serious misunderstanding. I want you all to know. It's going to say where it's going to give it away.
Yeah.
That everything that you've seen in my theater is a trick. It's an illusion. It's not real. No?
Yeah, the illusionist.
There you go. Yeah, the magicianist as I call it.
Yeah.
Those are the two cliche coming to the window to talk to the crowd sequences that came to my head. Waterboy and illusionist.
The illusionist. Yeah. Feels weird not hearing. Like, whoa, for the first time, I've never actually done the show without the headphones, and just now I took them off because
I
was like...
Now that I think about it, yeah.
So
I think I've seen you without the headphones.
It does feel weird. It feels like I'm just talking to you now, which I don't want to do that. Oh, I only want to talk to you on the show.
I want to hear myself talk.
Yeah. I hope something goes terribly wrong with our microphones and we just... Yeah, and it's just ruined. Yeah.
We just upload it anyway because yeah. it's genuine.
It's the listening show. listen to the technology
awful
failure.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but I do miss it. Maybe one day we'll revive it, but for now it's dead because we're just too damn busy, you know? The watching show, that is.
Huh? Yes, I do know.
Yeah. You've been very busy this week. How's your week been? I haven't seen you.
You just said how it was. It's been busy.
Yeah, aside from that. What's the most exciting thing you saw this week? Was it somebody dying? Was it that?
Was it what?
Did you see somebody die? Or get killed by somebody?
No.
Thank God.
No. I was in the middle of watching a YouTube video about somebody dying. But that doesn't count. YouTube doesn't count. That's not part of my week.
I was trying to insinuate that I killed somebody this week, and I hoped that you didn't see. And I was like, did you see anybody kill anybody by chance?
That's funnier with the context of knowing that beforehand. So like if I'm the audience and I saw you kill someone earlier and now you're going to talk to your friend and we're like, oh, that's something. I didn't get it. Sorry.
It wasn't very obvious. And so I had to explain it. Yeah. If I would have been better at making jokes, I would have made it more obvious with the joke without having to explain it, but I'm not good.
Usually... If I get more tired throughout the day, the jokes wear off. They just kind of go away.
It's like I've got the start, but then it fizzles out before the punchline.
I think my very last joke of the day is typically I'm too tired to make, or I'm out of jokes, or I'm too tired for something like that. So that literally the which isn't really a joke, but that's like where it ends.
Your last joke of the day is
I'm out of
tired.
Jokes. Yeah. That's my last joke.
I'm tired. Yeah.
Well,
you didn't answer your question about the most exciting thing you saw because I hijacked it.
I really feel like it has something to do with a dog.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like
I saw early a burner. I saw a burner. It wasn't Ronin. I was like, wow.
Hey, cool.
Yeah. And I was going to go pet him, but like there was mud between me and the gate. And I was like, I don't want to walk in somebody's muddy lawn. And all right. I'll even suffer. So that was probably I don't know. What was the most exciting thing that happened in your week? Because it's Friday, so the week's over.
Well, I don't want to answer that question.
Oh, okay.
But thanks for asking.
I'll answer it for you.
Vagina.
That's a watching show reference. Vagina.
I can see you. Yeah.
Also, it is. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
We can't hear how this sounds because we're not.
Yeah, I just have to assume it sounds terrible. This.
Okay, you check.
Yeah, it sounds great. Excuse me. Your vagina is hanging out. Yeah. Yeah, well.
What's your second most exciting thing that happened this week?
Honestly, I'll tell you legitimately. I'm actually going to answer the question.
Oh, yeah. Egg sandwich was the second most exciting thing for me.
Two exciting things that both have to do with food. The first most exciting thing is the fact that I learned that I'm excited to buy an Instant Pot.
All right.
A pressure cooker. Mm-hmm. Because I had ribs that were made with one and it was super easy to make and they were like the best ever. It made me very happy. I was excited. The second thing was I remembered the existence of egg sandwiches and I've been making them. I made them half of the days this week and they've been really happy for me.
Good.
Yeah.
I told you I'm gonna make some egg sandwiches for us Sunday morning. And I don't know if you heard the deals, the conditions of the deal, the whole thing, the English. There's a small price for you to pay, and that is allow me a slice of cheese and some mayonnaise to eat of yours.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The rest of it is your food and my food, and I'm preparing it. And I'm giving you sausage.
Nice.
In a platonic way. Anyway, I'm excited.
So is it just breakfast or is that like lunch? Okay.
I'm going to make sausage, egg, and cheese.
I'm excited for Sunday, too.
What's on, why? Why?
Well, first of all, we're going to have a very delectable breakfast. And then secondly, I have Dungeons and Dragons with my friends on that day. And then after all of that, we will enjoy a commercial break sized episode of Attack on Titan.
Yes, yes.
It's literally 10 minutes. Yeah. It's super upsetting every time. It's like, gee,
I really
need to watch like five episodes a time to feel like I watched an episode.
Yeah.
Or four.
I feel like I interrupted you and you were going to say something earlier, but
I don't regret it.
Ironically, as I was telling you about something I interrupted you for, I forgot the next thing I was going to say. Oh, yeah.
Because I interrupted you.
Yeah. Kind of. It's not important. It's just a topic. I can't remember the last time I watched a show as it was being published. I mean, I can. It's Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. It's like 10 years ago. We were working at UPS at the time, so mm-hmm. I don't know if it's 10, but it was a while. But now, Attack on Titan, literally to the week we're watching it as they come out. I can't remember the last time.
Like a weekly show that happened?
Right, like you're waiting per week to see the newest episode. I can't remember ever doing that.
Yeah. Last one I did that with was Lost.
That must have been
many moons.
Traumatic.
Many moons ago. Yeah.
Can you remember what you were saying? I could try to backtrack the conversation. I think it had to do with what you're most excited for. You said you're still going to tell that. And then you said two food things. And then you said egg sandwiches and you didn't say a pressure cooker. Were those two?
Those are the two top things, actually. Those are the two top most exciting things. Every other exciting thing that happened was less exciting even than those things. What?
Money.
Really?
I
promise.
What?
Promise?
I can't promise for him. Hi, do you still have your treadmill? I'll give you X amount of dollars for it. It says, I'm just putting an X because privet. I can come pick it up tomorrow.
You should say exactly how much money he's going to pay you so that our listeners can start a bidding war. Yeah.
No.
This was his treadmill.
I listed it for an amount and I had a bottom dollar and he asked for the bottom dollar. And I said, if someone offers it, I'll give to him. So I'm going to say yes. Yeah, we need
amen.
Money.
When you get there, I want you to, before you're like, yeah, okay, thanks for buying it. I want you to take a knife out and cut your hand and spin it. And then
I should get a prop knife that draws blood, like it secretes, so it looks like you're cutting your hand.
Yeah.
You'd use that in rare situations.
And then you turn the hilt up and you hold it out towards him.
Yes, perfect.
That'd be cool.
Cut my hand. Hey, I just signed a bill of sale. Also, I pull a knife, I do this, and he sees blood, and then I hand in the hilt. He's like, what the fuck? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like it's a blood pack that you're selling your treadmill to him.
Now that we're talking about dumb shit, I wasn't going to mention this, but it's relevant as hell. I've been driving around and thinking, I wish I had a kazoo in my mouth. So I go, do, 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 as I'm driving around. And I was like, why the hell not? kazoos are not expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm not using my mouth.
And you can
anyway.
Get a high quality one for pretty cheap.
And I was like, I want a professional kazoo. So I looked up, you know what a professional kazoo costs?
I would guess $20.
$20.
Yeah.
So I ordered one today and I'm going to have a kazoo, and I was not ever going to use it here in the house because I didn't want you to get
but
annoyed.
But you practice.
No, I have plenty of time when I'm driving. So I was like, I'll save it for when I'm driving as like a reward.
Yeah, but you don't want to like, you know, be driving and then not know how to do it.
But also I don't want to annoy you before I learn how to do amazing kazoo songs. Come on, check this out. You know, yeah. So anyway, I ordered one today and that came off of.
Can you imagine people driving by and seeing like a driver just like.
I've imagined it.
Or you just do it, learn the recorder really well, except for you can't drive while you have that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, kazoo would just, it's in your pocket and it's at any moment, you never know if he's going to pull it out. Mm. And there's someone with an e-cig and they pulled it out and I wanted to pull out my kazoo and.
Yeah.
Just blow on it and put it away. Just one note. Like
yeah.
It's yeah. So I wanna know, I bet it exists, right? A prop knife that what's the word? It retracts so it looks like it's penetrating. It goes into the hilt.
Mm-hmm.
You see those toy ones.
Yeah.
But then also pumps out red liquid so it looks like it's drawing blood. That's gotta exist.
Well, you get blood packs and you tape a blood pack to your arm that you puncture and then you just applies pressure to it and then it would
out. Can you imagine it at the edge of the knife? It's not razor thin because you can't make a surface out of it. It's got to exist. I don't think they sell it though. It's probably like a professional
thing. It secretes
thing.
Blood.
Well, the hilt at the base of it, it has a compartment for the liquid that you put into
it. Oh, and you squeeze the hilt.
No, like when a squeaker toy. When the knife makes contact and compresses, it's like a marker. So mm-hmm. It knows to draw. So it secretes out of the top as the knife compresses into the blade or into the hilt.
That'd be pretty cool.
It looks real. It would literally put blood on your hand. It would come off the knife. That's what I imagined.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to exist. We're on the show. I'll look it up. I'm not optimistic because that's too cool.
I'm not
cool.
Either.
It'd be... And if it was so common, you would see it. But I've never seen it except like in a movie. But then you have all the professional people doing stuff like... I thought you were saying maybe they put a blood pack very thin under the skin and they put fake skin on top and you cut that. Like, that's a lot of work. I'm not saying it wouldn't be doable. You know, like in Lord of the Rings, we'll look it up later. We will die for Saruman.
Yeah,
that's easy because they're showing the back of the hand, not the palm where the blood is. So it could already be, it could be a ketchup packet in his hand he's squeezing.
Well, that's what you could do easy. Just literally just.
And yes, if you have the setup ready for the joke. See, the thing is this kind of joke requires commitment. If it requires more things than just this one knife that fits in your pocket. If you have to have a ketchup packet or whatever, these packets, you got to discreetly move this into your hand before, oh, the joke's coming, you know.
Yeah. Well, so, you don't have to be discreet. You could hand the guy a ketchup packet.
You
got like this here.
I mean, notes to him.
And then you hold out the knife to him, and then he, you shake ketchup hands on it. That's so endearing.
We're ketchup brothers now.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the name. Condiman.
You know, I go, we're ketchup brothers, and you go, condiment.
Yeah.
Good pun.
Thanks.
That's condiment. Like a quick joke in a movie.
We're condiment to be together. So stupid. Yeah. That's not bad. Good work today.
Good work today.
The next thing you do is you have mustard in your pants and you just.
You mean mayonnaise?
No, mustard.
Why?
So you could squirt it out. It looks like yellow pee, but very thick.
Wouldn't. Very thick white out of your pants make more sense.
I guess, but pee.
Because I think mustard would be more shocking. Like, what is that to an onlooker?
Oh,
that was
yeah.
The thick urine, but well, mayonnaise is too easy.
Yeah, and it, well.
No, what's wrong?
Well, I don't know. I just think that there's a line where it's not funny anymore. And if it looks like you're yakking in public,
mm-hmm.
So even like pretending to yak in public is like, ew. But
so mustard's okay?
No. I just...
No.
It was just like a passing thought that I quickly was like, nah, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I walked it back pretty quickly.
Walked back it.
I walked back it. I had... Somebody said something this week that was a misnomer and I was so happy about it and I told myself I'd never forget it and I did.
What do you mean misnomer?
Like they said something that was the name of something, but it was the wrong name of it. And so they misnamed something, and it was such a good misname that I was like, that's cool.
What is it?
Don't remember. Brought it up for no reason because I can't remember. The story was about how upset I am that I forgot it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I have those kind of stories too. But ironically, I forgot the story. No, like the kazoo thing I've been thinking about all week and I keep forgetting and remembering and forgetting and remembering. And there's a few things that I've had that thought about and I eventually remember. Think it up and write it down just so you can look it up later. Mm. And I wish I was more diligent to just write things when I think of them because you'll forget the cool thing.
Have you ever seen the kind of video where it's a screen recording of someone on the phone frantically doing something?
I guess.
Yeah. So I've been thinking jokes in context of that kind of video lately. Specifically, today, it might not be a very good taste joke, but you know, just follow with me.
I'm hungry.
Do you know who Deshaun Watson is?
Nope. I'm guessing. Who cares what I guess? I have no idea.
He's a football player.
Yeah.
He's like a superstar. One of the top five best quarterbacks in the league. Super electrifying. Very good at football. He has been in a bunch of drama because, long story short, there were tons of reports of like sexual misconduct that he had at massage parlors, like tons of them. And it's like so many that it looks bad. He just got like not charged for any of them, basically.
Yeah.
But it's because who can prove what goes on in a private massage parlor kind of thing. But there's been tons of accusations. So a lot of people think he's a little bit grody. If not a lot of it grody. Anyway, all that to say, today he got traded to the Browns and he's going to make like freaking $250 million, like so much money. And what I was thinking is it'd be great to like see a video from his phone's perspective. Like it shows, you know, quickly typing, you know, texting agent and agent saying you're going to Cleveland and him exiting Messenger and going to Safari and Googling massage parlors in Cleveland.
Yeah. You know? I got the joke, yeah.
Like as fast as possible. Yeah. Yeah. And that's not a very good taste joke, but you know, you get the.
It's just the building pieces you have to illustrate the type of joke that you have.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
This is all I got to work with.
And I'd have another, like you wouldn't, this would be context if you knew the guy too, but I'd have a picture of DeAndre Hopkins, but like a sexy picture of DeAndre Hopkins as his background, his old wide receiver that he loved. And I'd have it be like a Photoshop of him in like a bikini or something.
Yeah.
And it's his background. So the very brief period from him moving to Messenger
it's literally a background joke.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because those are my favorite kind of jokes. The ones that fly by, they're not forefront, but they're there. Anyway.
I thought it wouldn't be hard to make that video. I'd literally just ask you, hey, will you text me like you're his agent? And I'd change your name to Deshaun Watson's agent. Uh-huh. And we'd hide our message thread up to a point.
Yep.
And then, you know, you'd text me that. And then I'd just do all the typing. I'd have to, the thing to make the joke perfect is I'd have to Photoshop DeAndre Hopkins in like a bikini or something. Cause that needs to be there. Anyway, but it's just enough work where it's too much.
Yeah,
plus, it's not in good taste. So if it was like no harm can be done with this joke, then I'd totally just do the effort and do it.
Yeah,
because it's not hard. But the fact it has to do with people and inappropriate behavior.
It's only been like a couple of times I've been like you where I had this joke video meme thing I wanted to make, and I thought I gotta put it together, and I did, and it's just too much work. I did it, but I was like, it's too much work for a little stupid joke that a few people are gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
But
in this case, millions of people would get that joke.
Yeah.
Because so many people know about Deshaun Watson's, you know, his misconduct or his allegations and stuff. It would blow up for sure. I if I did it right, kind of thing.
Maybe you should just screw it and do it.
Yeah, I could, but do I want to be known as the guy who makes that kind of joke? I don't know.
Pessimistically, I don't think you'll be known at all. You'll have 15 minutes of fame and then the world will move on, so maybe you should.
Oh, but I will know, and that matters more than what other people know.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can make that joke to you and on the listening show because I haven't actually done it.
I wouldn't make a joke about cancer, but if I did, And then you make the joke.
I would never joke about racist things. But if I did, oh man.
I did.
Yeah.
It would be just like this.
But I'm not.
Today, I watched a guy do this joke. Great stand-up joke. I wish I could credit him. Nathan sent it to me.
Don't know his name.
Don't remember it. But yeah. He had a joke that went, the other day I realized I've never had an epiphany. But wait. That was his joke. It was great. And then I did. I had one. That was it. The way you said it was great.
Yeah, because you didn't see it coming too.
Yeah, can sure. you? Yeah. I was like following it just, I was just behind him, and which yep. is why it's a good joke.
Yep, yep.
Yep. I realized the other day I've never had an epiphany before. But wait.
I can't remember his name. This is a guy who is like kind of known for one-liners, and he's very dry. He talks kind of like this, and he's very dry.
Yeah, yeah.
One joke I remember is I was going to go out for my walk and ask me how long he'd be gone. I said the whole time. He always says he's dead.
My
man.
Dad does jokes like that all the time.
The
whole time. So stupid.
I wish I knew
my dad does the variation of that, which is, are you going to do this or this today? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one of those. That's yep. his joke is, yeah,
yeah.
I am going to do one or the other.
Yep.
It's so,
it literally is, how do you spell it?
Right, kind of.
That kind of joke.
Yeah. Which is silly.
First time I ever heard that, though, not the same kind of joke, but very similar, is my friend's parents, the dad was eating donuts out of a box. Wife said, how many of those are you going to eat without missing a beat? He answers her, how many of those are you going to eat? Mine. And it was the funniest thing I heard in a long time.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that kind of joke before, and he was serious. That's why it was funny, and he didn't miss it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was a kid. Yeah. Now, if I saw it, I'd be like, ha. Huh. Yeah. Jokes are funnier the first time.
Mm-hmm. I was watching TikTok videos, and I saw this one video where it was like a sketch. It was like either a husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriend. And the girl was dressed up as like a police officer. And the joke was that he was like playing baseball in the backyard, and she was a police officer telling him, you have to stop hitting baseballs into other people's yards because it could break a window or hurt somebody or whatever. And like the joke was, first of all, that everything was quick cut and kind of fast paced. And the joke was he would snap his fingers and her mouth would be filled with marshmallows of greater and greater quantities, which, you know, isn't super funny in itself. It would just be stop, and she'd be spitting out marshmallows and snap, and you snap again more marshmallows. Well, when it concludes with her pulling out like her gun or her taser or something, and him running around her and kind of looking back, and he like hits like this the backyard deck, one of the poles, hard
with his face.
Well, and when I watched it, I was watching this like it was a sketch that wasn't planned, and when the hit happened, it was so loud that I was like, there's no way that wasn't real, and he has damage. And sure enough, he got like, he broke like his clavicle and like three ribs, and he has like a huge crack in his head because the way he was running was like hard. He just like hit it hard. And they did a follow-up video. Everybody was watching this weird video. Like, I thought I was going to watch a sketch, but I watched a tragedy.
So
like,
it's a sketch that they were shooting and then it ended up, and then an accident happened, and they kept it in this.
Yeah,
in
they
the
just
sketch.
Published it as it was.
Wow.
Like, in the last clip, you can even see like her go, oh, like kind of like that kind of thing at the right. very end. So it's like, what did I just watch? And it was so, what was so wholesome is like watching him at the hospital, like with a smiling. Huge welt on his face and a busted lip, just like,
yeah,
like smiling and his like shoulder, it's all crumpled over. I should show you that because it's silly.
Because it's what he'd want.
It's so exactly. It's like if you went to that much pain to do a silly sketch and you publish it anyway, yeah, you should get, you know, the attentions.
I guess.
Yeah, that's, I do like that. That's one good thing about. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing about Twitter content is it's so like right out from like home. You know, it's literally in people's homes. So you get such like very real moments. There's tons of fake stuff too, but you can tell when there's just an authentic, like either lucky moment that happens that people just share. Like another one is like, one of the sounds on TikTok that got popular is the line that Hermione says in the first.
You talking about Twitter and then move to TikTok?
Twitch.
I'm pretty sure. Said Twitter, TikTok. Then TikTok. Now you just said Twitch.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The whole time it's been TikTok?
All TikToks.
That makes more sense. Okay.
So the part in Harry Potter, I don't remember which one, but where Hermione, she has a giant book and she goes, I've been scouring for hours, and slams this big book on the table. Well, people have been taking that audio because the sound of the book hitting the table is really loud and funny. And people have been blowing that sound up. And it's always been like girls like, I've been scouring, and then slamming a book down. Well, this one video was a gal doing it. And what happens in the show is she slams this book down and she picks up another one and starts flipping through it. Well, the video that I saw that I like, because I thought it was silly at first, because it's funny watching people slam a book down to that sound. But the one that I like is she slams the book down and it bounces up and it lands in her hands. And she just continues on in a way that was so like not faked. Uh-huh. It was just so, and just lands back in her hands. So she just continues on with the audio, and then she kind of like looks up like that. It's really like wholesome, and it was cool watching awesome accidents happen in real time. Even if it's pre-recorded, real time, it was real time when it was recorded. So it's cool.
Yeah,
it's like watching like compilations of car wrecks, but near misses. Have you ever seen those where it's just super lucky?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun to watch like that.
I could stand to watch something like that right now. Just videos of near misses or just whatever cathartic stuff. Just to, relax.
Oh, yeah. You perfect. Know,
stupid. Like I put it on a few days ago, the TF2 Gmod collab, all the dumb stuff. That's cathartic for me. It helps me relax.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah, or yes. There's like the satisfying videos where
I've never seen those, but I could probably stand to go watch something that makes sense to be relaxed to.
Oh my gosh.
I watch manic. I'm like,
yeah,
because my head. I think my brain knows what's happening.
Right.
Anyway,
no, those satisfying videos where they'll be just like, there's this one particular video that I just about peed my pants because it was so perfect. But
so you're so satisfied you wanted to pee your pants.
He goes like this. He has a slice of bread that's cut like. First of all, the slice of bread was really nice. It was, and then the counter's clean, and then he's got a cutting board, and you see him go and dunk a knife into a new thing of mayonnaise that's like perfectly flat, and you watch him just take a big chunk, and he goes like this, and he slaps it on there, starts at one corner, and in one wipe, covers everything perfectly. With the exact same consistency with no visible.
Wow.
It was like, I've just peed. I peed. It was so cool.
That's good.
It might have been peanut butter. I don't remember if it was mayonnaise or peanut butter, but whatever it was like one clean swipe, and it was like, how was that done? It's so perfect. It's awesome. When you look at the lump on the knife, it's not like it doesn't look like it's going to spread flat. It looks like it's going to be lumpy and stuff, but then just perfect. The perfect amount of peanut butter.
You know, sometimes.
Oh, those videos freaking rock.
You probably shouldn't talk about videos because two things. One, people can't watch them, and two, that's more like the watching show.
Okay.
There should be a show about that.
That's true. Maybe we should do a watching show episode where we get to react to videos or something. But that aside, I saw another thing, and this is just like a funny joke. Where this guy was like, if I recast Batman, and he just put like ridiculous people as the people. But the funniest one is, if do you know who the Gaines, Chip and Joanna Gaines are?
Nope.
That you wouldn't recognize their faces if you see them. They're the ones who always like renovate houses. And like their thing is open spaces.
Are they twins?
No, they're husband and wife.
Okay,
and
I may have seen them on TV.
I'm sure you have. Their whole thing is that like, the wife, she always uses shiplap, and she wants to use shiplap on the walls. As a joke,
what's shiplap?
Shiplap,
yeah,
it's a kind of wood that it's decorative and it looks rustic.
Okay,
it's like the stuff that's white with chips in it, kind
of. I just need a general idea of what that is. Paint is a.
It's kind of like plywood except for it has texture.
Okay.
Anyway. The guy, when he was going through his list of people to as he would cast as like Batman actors, he had her as Catwoman. And the top comment was like, Catwoman really would like shiplap in that version. It just like tickled me. So silly. People are funny, dude. Thank you for listening to the listening show. What?
Not us. That's Captain America, but not us.
We're not funny.
Yeah.
No. That is America's ass. I think about that line sometimes, and I think about it in context of political figures.
That is America's ass.
That is America's ass. I think about if I have one that I have a particular disdain for, I'll think that is America's ass.
Ah, because it could be an insult to be America's ass.
Yeah, and I don't hate anybody, but
that
like,
is America's ass.
But they're behaving like asses, and so in some cases, in those cases, I think that is America's ass. It's a good quote for that.
Yeah.
What?
Why it's fine to just reach and push a button to maybe dead air, but the cameras are still got to move, so I got to reach over here and push this button.
One day we should just
won't switch it. I'll just leave it on you.
One day we should just agree to just be dead silent for the remainder of the episode, however long that may be.
Huh.
After like there's a pause, we just like give each other that look, and we know this is the one where we're gonna do it, and then we just look back and forth. You can switch the cameras, but there's nothing else said, and then it eventually just it's just the finale music or whatever, or the outro music. Yeah, what are you excited about this weekend other than Attack on Titan?
Oh, I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me. That and the sandwich. I have no plans, so
that's exciting.
Well, no, I'd like to do something.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I was thinking earlier, I've had this thought before it came up again. I said maybe I'm an adrenaline junkie because the some things I know about myself fit into that idea. One facet of that is that typically if I've done something once, I got it. I'm good. I don't need to do it again.
Uh-huh.
And nothing really excites me. It's not like I'm miserable, but I'm not animated, and I rarely find something I'm like genuinely get excited about. And I've done very few adrenaline junkie type things, but like, for example, I sped the motorcycle once. It was awesome. But now I don't have a desire to do it again because I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I would want to do it again is if it's a new record, like a new, you know, that'd be cool. I'd like to do that. It's hellishly illegal and I'll probably never get, and I won't do it for that reason. And I'll probably won't get an opportunity or a place to actually do that. So whatever. But if I could, absolutely. And I think about like, do you want to go do this thing? You want to go skydive? Yeah. Do you want to go fly a propeller kite thing? Whatever it's called. I forgot
a propeller kite. That scared me as a sound.
It sounded like someone was,
you hear it?
Yeah. I think it's a car brake or something. It sounded like someone was creepily opening the front door.
It sounded like the beginning of creepy music in a modern day horror film.
Music? I guess, yeah. Man, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, maybe, I don't know. The idea of doing anything like that, not practically, but just for the sensation. Yeah, I want to go do something like that. But practically, I'd have to learn to do it. I'd have to have money and time to do it. And I don't have, it's not that easy.
You have to learn to skydive.
No, skydiving, for example, you got to find a place, you got to pay money.
Yeah.
And specifically with skydiving, I have to be in tandem, which does not sound like fun at all. I don't think so.
Well, everybody has to do the first time.
Not unless, yes, for the first time. Anyway. Not that wasn't a full thought. It was just a quick thought I had. Maybe I'm an adrenaline junkie who's never done anything. So.
By the way, do you want to know what I believe I heard is the reason they make you go tandem the first time you go skydiving? I think it's either one or two runs.
Is it comedic?
No, if I remember correct, it's because people who were reportedly very confident they'd be fine just froze up their first time and they just didn't pull their parachute.
And they died.
Yeah. So even if you're mentally prepared, it's just so much different than what you're expecting. And you just,
I say, let them.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
jumps out the plane.
Yeah, I mean, the first guy.
I understand why they do it. It makes sense, but I don't like it still.
Yeah, when was the first parachute used? Who got the idea, hey, I know what to do to stop my momentum when I'm falling?
You mean first time a parachute was used on a person? Because
yeah.
I would think that'd be shortly after the first
probably
commercial plane was made. Or I wonder, because I don't think the Wright brothers thought that far ahead when they first. Well,
there were blimps before the Wright brothers made planes.
Yeah, I don't think they had them on blimps either. I don't think they thought like, hey, we might need to get out of here. I think it was more of a commercial or military thing where it's like, hey, we've had a lot of planes go down. We should. I don't know. But it's a good question.
Yeah,
how long after planes or when did someone go, hey, and put a parachute on? Who was the first person to use a parachute and successfully land? Because that person's famous in some way.
Yeah.
Their name is written down.
Well, and
first
then,
person to successfully jump with a parachute out of a plane.
Well, and then were parachutes around before flying vehicles were created, too? Because you can parachute off of cliffs and stuff. Did people know that? Mm. You know, I don't know. You got to think that somebody looked down a cliff that they, you know, was like 20 miles from their house or whatever, and they visited all the time, and they just looked down. They just wanted to try jumping, but they were like, is there some way to live? And they tried it, you know? My guess.
Oh, that's another piece. I mentioned a video. I was watching a video about somebody dying. It's about cave diving, which I never knew what that was exactly.
Like, I can't watch
it. Oh, it literally is the worst thing I can imagine. Claustrophobic, swimming underwater in caves. Like, that is one of the most dangerous, non-productive things I can think of that could ever be conceived as fun. And I thought for a moment, I was like, what'd I do in that situation? The situation specifically I was thinking was these two guys are going together and his friend is stuck.
I know.
And he's going to die.
You know where that happened, by the way?
I don't know.
Freaking like 2 hours from us in Missouri.
Well, that's not the one I was watching. But anyway,
yeah.
I thought, well, aside from the friend dying, I was like, could I keep calm and could I just do my job and everything? And I thought, I don't know, but it's exciting, minus the death and all that, the panic. And I thought, well, but no, I wouldn't want to do that. That's just kind of weird and dumb. Like, you got to go through everything. You got to go through being a stuntman and being lit on fire and trying every other crazy thing possible to think there's nothing left and then go to cave diving, I think.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that someone would go from sitting on their couch to cave diving. Like, that's just crazy.
I mean, I get the appeal for sure. It's
like if you've been diving thing. A lot, right? And all mm-hmm. this stuff and you want to take that skill to the extreme, but I can't imagine someone going from A to Z cave diving.
Yeah.
I didn't watch a lot. I mean, watched someone. I thought, oh yeah, I want to try something crazy. And then I thought when I was watching this, there should be safety things. Like, I was literally thinking like a parachute underwater where there should be something where, like, if you're this is not well thought out. In fact, it probably already exists or something. It's like, what if you're diving in the ocean for stuff and you're not under rocks or anything and you need a quick escape to the surface, whatever the reason is. There's a small canister and you pull it. It's like a parachute and it fills up a pouch with air, whatever the gas is, and it comes above you and it just starts pulling you out of the water.
Like, you know, it's pressure like a differential.
A reverse parachute. I was so like, why do they have that?
They do, but the problem is that you can't depressurize that quickly. Your head will like pop.
Oh, you mean you can't go up that quickly?
Right. You'll get brain damage.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Yeah. Unless you have a pressurized suit, in which case,
which you probably
then you
won't.
Can just get up slowly,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They sucks. Totally have that though. To answer your question, I thought about specifically, so the cases in which people have died spelunking or cave diving have been mostly exploring a tight area and then it goes downward and then they slip and they slide into a place where they just can't go backwards now and they're just stuck there. And it's really sucky. I've read about multiple cases where that's happened, including one in like Missouri, like I was saying. Where like people had to try to break their legs to get them out, and then they died anyway because they asphyxiated. It was just too tight.
I hadn't seen a lot, but what I heard was that it's typically different causes every time. And I was like, it sucks, which means there's a lot of things that could go wrong. It's not like there's one big problem. And the one I heard that I was like, oh yeah, it makes total sense. That sucks. If you're like in a tight space, if you just graze a rock and it just penetrates your suit, you could die from that. Like tiny little thing. It's like,
oh yeah.
It's like, imagine getting a cut and you have no immune system.
Yeah.
You can just die now. Uh-huh. That tiny little paper cut would just kill you. Kind of a thing where it's just that severe. It's like, sure. That's not fun.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. Like, it goes back to how practical adrenaline junkie type stuff is. It requires a lot of skill. And are you willing to put in the time and money to develop a skill to then go do a thing? I don't know. I think most people who are maybe adrenaline junkies, they get into one thing and then they perfect it or they get better at, like, dude, I don't know if you saw part of it, but there's a guy who raced the same kind of motorcycle I have up Pikes Peak. Did you ever go up Pikes Peak?
Yeah.
So he raced up there along the, you know, edge, and he almost drove off the edge. And the first time I saw, I was like, I don't know how you could do that. And not just, but now it's like, I would like to do that, but only if I had mastered racing on the ground. What's the next thing? Next thing is on a cliff, right? So I think that makes sense for people to do that. And I imagine he did too. But I don't think there are many people.
Gives me the willies.
I don't know if there are many people who go from this to that to that to that to that to that without ever having developed any skills in them, because that seems kind of reckless.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go skydiving by myself. I'm going to go race on a cliff by myself. I'm going to go cave diving.
I'll tell you what I think the problem would be with doing that on a cliff. I know for a fact that I couldn't do it. I wouldn't even drive a motorcycle behind guardrails up Pikes Peak. Because
at speed, I know, you mean, or you, or mean slowly?
I don't think I would brave it slowly.
As I've been up and down several times on a motorcycle, and there's no rails.
I'll tell you why.
Really slow.
It's because I like looking down the mountain, and you can't look. You can't look off the side while you're riding a bike. You're just gonna go that way.
Yep.
And it'll be bad. You know, and you're gonna be constantly
called that phenomenon of driving while you're looking.
What?
Target fixation.
Yeah.
That's the word for it, or term for it.
Yep, that's what it is.
You look where you want to go, and that works inversely too. So if it's turning really strong to the left, you don't look at the road right in front of you. You look way out at that turn, way over there,
right?
Which is weird. You got to try it though. It really works.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're leaning really good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, like, imagine this side's the cliff. You want to look at just the cliff edge, like right in front of you, to make sure you don't fall off.
Mm-mm.
Technically, you're supposed to look where you're going.
Yeah,
which. It's hard because you want to, I'm right by the edge of the cliff.
Right, exactly. You know? I'd be freaking out. I'd be so nervous.
That's why I would want to master that stuff before I, and
whatever. I'd lock up for sure.
Mm-mm.
I'd definitely lock up.
Maybe one factor is, like, if I knew I was going to die if I messed up, that doesn't bother me so much as there's a good chance you're going to be severely injured and crippled for the rest of your life. That would worry me much more than dying. Me personally.
I think that the chemicals your body would release to try to preserve you as you're falling to your death would be so traumatic if you did somehow live that it would ruin your life.
What do you mean? I mean, like, surviving and being ruined would ruin your life.
Okay, well.
That or being dead would ruin your life.
I don't know. It's just like,
both, they both ruin your life.
Technically, yeah. Nah, I don't know.
Ruined your life, man, I'm telling you.
Really is going to rock your world.
Death is the number one killer in America.
Yeah. We should stop. We should stop
it. Doing anything about
it. If it wasn't for Big Pharma, we'd all be alive. Yeah. No, I've been putting off skydiving and stuff for that reason. I think that I'd get scared.
You know, though, a more practical approach to this whole, I want to call it adrenaline junkie because it sounds pretentious, but I think a more practical approach to this idea of doing these new things is to just do new, relatively safe things that are new. For example, horseback riding is one thing I thought of. It's not that I'm particularly, I want to be on horses, but I've never done it. And I would be curious, how different is it than a motorcycle? And mm-hmm. What's it like? It's not super safe, but it's not very dangerous. I want to just try it. Mm-hmm. Maybe the right practical approach would be to take on some new smaller things and then get into bigger things. But if I had the opportunity, for example, motorcycle is the one foot I have in it, any kind of skill, I would love to go to like racing school and learn for some basics and then be able to race. Maybe I wouldn't be great, but
maybe you could learn
to
stunt drive.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. And then if I were the next step is you want to learn stunts, do you want to learn how to wheelie and, and stuff, or do you want to learn how to go really fast? Or, oh, next step. That'd be fun, I think, but it's not terribly practical.
No?
I don't know. It's like, do you want to eat this? That's eating isn't a good analogy. Do you want to paint this huge, beautiful portrait, or do you want to paint a bunch of smaller things? Because I don't know how to paint yet. Or do you want to learn how to paint these other things first?
Here's a giant canvas. Fill it up right now.
Draw a Mona Lisa-esque picture with all those intricacies, or learn how to draw certain types of shapes and organics and draw little things first. That would make more sense. Build your skills. I don't know. It's not like it's foolish to go for the big thing, but probably smarter to.
Well, and I always used to think that I was a pretty brave guy, right? So, but like the one distinct moment I knew that I wasn't so brave was when I went up in the Willis Tower in Chicago.
Yeah.
Because I was playing like, yeah, I'll go in the skybox. I'll go do a handstand in there. Well, I got up there and I looked and I like, my body stopped and I was like, I'm a freezer. Darn it. I was so upset at myself too. I was like mad. And I eventually worked myself up into getting in there. And when I was in there, it was fine. But, and I did do a handstand, which I'm proud I did, but it did. It was kind of upsetting to learn that I was a freezer.
No, that's, I guess if you thought you weren't going to, that'd be upsetting. Right. But
I'd never frozen before that, but then I did.
I never had a freeze. But no, if you had known, I'm probably going to be scared, but I'm going to get over it. That'd be great and fine. Because that's how I'd be if I wasn't going to that room. I'd be like, I know it'd be just when I see it, and then I'll get over it, and then it'll be okay. And then I'd go through those motions, and I'd be like, I'm glad I did that.
Yeah. It's freaky. It's very weird stepping out and looking, and it's just down.
Dude, things I'm scared of. I'm apparently in some way claustrophobic because as a kid, I'd have dreams specifically. This is a weird thing I don't think other people had. Oh, some people have had this. You're going down like a tube slide, and then the slide gets smaller and you get stuck. I have dreams like that all the time as a kid.
That sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah.
But so claustrophobic.
You were reliving birth.
that's basically right. I'm stuck.
Your head gets stuck by itself.
I'm not claustrophobic, I don't think, in that like elevators. That's typical, stereotypical claustrophobia, but not that at all. It's like put me in a body tight space.
Yeah.
And then,
I think you generally are claustrophobic. I think I could have told you that without hearing you say it too. And the reason is because I think if you had it your way, doors would be open. And that's one sign of a person who's claustrophobic.
You mean in a house or?
Anywhere, you know, like if it was up to you, things would be expansive and empty. I don't
think it's claustrophobic. I think it's just like open spaces. Well, like maybe you're right, but like not, in vehicles, motorcycle, preferable because I feel like I have room.
It's not causation, it's correlation. It's literally one thing that claustrophobic do is they also enjoy expanses. Mm-hmm. Like you like being outside. You like leaving
type of a layout where it's just an open tall. Yeah.
Or even like
doors and roof off of the Jeep. It's preferable.
If you were to go into a closet, or a better example is like if you were to go shower, like you like leaving the door open, and it might not be for the reason that I'm saying, but I think even in the back of your head might be.
I know what you're saying, but I don't know how claustrophobia is defined, but for example, the Hobbit hole or the Hobbit den, whatever. I love those. It's like for those who don't know, it's like a small crawl space or a tiny room underneath a staircase. And they're usually finished. The door is like maybe 3 feet tall. Uh-huh. And there's enough room to, it's like a twin size bed space with maybe 3 feet above your head, maybe. And I think that is the coolest thing ever.
That's not
scary at all.
I'll tell you why.
Is it safe?
It's because it has its function is being small. And when it has a function, then you like it. It's the same rule the same reason you like arbitrary rules. It's like we arbitrarily
Me personally or people? Okay.
Yeah. So it's the same reason you arbitrarily would accept arbitrary rules. It's you arbitrarily accept that these are the dimensions of this space because that's what it's for. It's the same thing. It's like you like rules and the rules of that thing is that it is small and so you can enjoy
maybe
it.
Maybe that's true for everybody and that if it has purpose, therefore it's not scary. Like a tent is not big, but it's literally made to do that. And I don't know if a person who's scared of being in an elevator would be scared to sleep in a tent by themselves. I don't think they would, but maybe. Mm-hmm. And if they wouldn't, why not? And I would think it's for the reason you said, because it's purpose, but then an elevator is purpose?
Well, the reason I would be scared to sleep in a tent is bears, but
where are you sleeping in a tent? In your backyard, that'd be freaking awesome, you know?
Yeah, but it would suck because it's in a tent when you can just sleep in bed.
Well, that's your old adult talking.
Can I just say something?
As a kid, that'd be the coolest thing ever.
Can I tell you an opinion I have that other people disagree with? I hate camping. I hate everything about it. That's not true. I hate most everything about it.
I won't say I hate it, but I have no desire to go camping because why would you do that when you can just sleep inside?
Right. Well, like every time I have gone camping, I've come home feeling like bad. Like I feel injured or worse or just exhausted.
Yeah.
Like I'm like stiff.
Yeah.
Not to mention while you're there, if it starts raining, you're super screwed.
Yep.
But the good things about it are like the people and the stuff you can do. You can do really cool stuff by a campfire.
Yeah, but the sleeping part is really where it starts to fall apart.
Yeah.
Like if you're just hanging out outside, that's one thing. But then sleeping outside, you know.
I'll tell you my perfect camping trip. It would be you have like a cool like hunting lodge that you and your family and friends or whoever you've decided to go camping with. You retreat to when it's dark and night and you have all comfortable places to sleep, even if it's all together. Like I get like, that'd be fun, but then it's air conditioned and cool, but then you can go out and sweat and do all the disgusting stuff and clean up.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I don't know if that counts as camping though. I think camping pretty much requires sleeping outside. That's what
camping is
a tent.
Voluntary suffering.
Yeah. I think Jim Gaffigan has a whole bout about that.
He's right. I don't know what he said, but I know he's right because whatever any people who complain about camping are correct. I don't even want to say I hate it. I should say I wouldn't choose it over other vacations.
That's what I was trying to say is like I have no interest in doing it. Yeah. That's how I put it.
I will say I've had some like last time I went on a camping trip was objectively the worst camping trip because of how many terrible things happened, but it was so fun. So I get why people say it's so fun. Cause it is fun. You can hang out with friends and have hammocks and stuff. We got stormed out at like 4 a.m. after we all stayed up till like midnight. So we were all like exhausted and just working in flooding rain. And it was not good.
Mm.
We were literally packing up while our stuff was getting washed away.
It's hot.
It was cold.
Hot.
It was specifically not hot. It was cold rain.
Warm?
Cold.
That sucks.
Yep. That said, we should try camping some point.
Again, it's like, we have to get our own food out here. Why would we just bring like something and eat that? Wait, why don't we just eat that at home? Wait a minute. Why did we come out here?
Yeah.
That's when my brain starts going. We brought our mattresses. But they're at home. It's air conditioned. Why don't we just sleep there? It's just like,
I'll tell you the people who do it right is the lake people. The people who like go to like boat parties and stuff. That's the way to do it. It's like we've dedicated a day to do all the things you do when you camp, but then you go home afterward.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, it's fun and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to a few boat parties and they're rocking awesome. They're awesome.
I wouldn't know.
There's alcohol everywhere. It's fun. There's no, the only bad part is that there's alcohol everywhere, but it's also one of the best parts. Anyways, I wonder how good this episode has sounded because I feel like I keep migrating lower and lower and the microphone's here.
I bet it's fine.
Yeah.
My voice is quieter than yours. I typically have to be closer to the microphone for the levels to sound comparable, I think.
Yeah. I've listened to us many times now because we've said many things worth listening to.
You should too.
And what I've noticed is I like your diction way better than mine, and I like my projection way better than yours.
What's diction? Is that a word choice?
No, it's the way you say words. You say them cleaner than I do.
Oh, so well, for instance, because you talk faster, I think.
Yes, it's exactly that. It's that I'm just lazy and I'm thinking so many things I want to spit them out quickly, like just like what I just did.
Yeah,
I want to split them out quickly.
Bad. It's just a way of talking, and to the point, it's not unintelligible. You know, if it was, that would be annoying to listen to. Like I can't hear what he's saying. When people can understand it, it's fine.
Yeah, but I do think that generally diction is a good indicator of status too, and I would like to have good diction. So I've been I try to cognitively remind myself.
Have both, right? Like if I project, if someone projected, not me, if someone projected and had diction, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You want a projecting dick.
A project dick.
You know, we're
a dickjection. Yes. So I'm going to be working on my diction. You don't have to do anything because everybody can still hear you. It's just that I actually think that that might be another annoying thing about me is I'm just always projecting. I have this volume.
That's not bad.
It can be. Volume is not equivalent to good.
I know what you mean, but you would rather, certainly you should want to be able to speak loudly than to be too quiet. People can't hear you. I know people who are just, they talk like, then it's like, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Anyway, one way or the other, between the two, I think it'd be better to be able to project, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. It's the having a sword and knowing how to use it, but not doing so.
Yeah,
but with your voice.
But if your voice is a sword, you're doing this. It's stabbing out there and it's fast.
Stabbing people. And I'm not very...
I'm short wrist. I'm this. Like, but, really elegant little flips, but they're like tiny.
But then they're on point, you know? You hit your target kind of loosely. I'm swinging hard and fast and loose. Yep. I like to imagine that's how... Yeah, I was going to say, yep. I like to imagine that's also how we both pee.
I'm deliberate.
I'm way out there swinging. Okay. All right. Speaking of diction, it is time to end the episode because I'm ready to go on with my weekend.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Weekend.
Yeah. Are you excited?
No.
Why not?
Because I've done it before.
But you've earned it now, like, in a way that...
I've earned a weekend before. So.
I know, but, like, you really earned it.
No, I've earned it harder than this. Like, I've done it before,
yeah.
Okay?
I'm trying to, like...
But I know I'm without, I know I'm half shitting on you. I'm half being serious. Like no, I've been through it before.
Yeah, but it's been a few years, you know.
So I don't know. I've been through it before.
That's true.
Maybe to other people they should feel different. I'm trying to stress. I've experienced it. It doesn't go away.
All right. Well, I won't worry about it anymore.
Stop trying to wish good things for me.
Yeah, I'll try not to worry about how good of a weekend you'll have.
I won't ask how your weekend's going.
All right.
Oh, thanks for listening, listeningers. We're going to awkwardly end it out.